President Reagan's former National Security Advisor, Robert McFarlane, and four other Americans may have visited Tehran recently on a secret diplomatic mission. Today, on the 7th anniversary of the seizure of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran's Speaker of the Parliament said the visiting Americans were held for 5 days before being expelled from the country. NPR was unable to reach Mr. McFarlane today for comment, and the White House says it can neither confirm nor deny the story. NPR's Elizabeth Colton reports.
Today in Tehran, Speaker of the Parliament Hashemi Rafsanjani took the occasion to tell a rally that President Reagan had recently sent personal envoys to Iran, calling for improvement of relations. In response to the American overtures, Rafsanjani announced that Iran will advise its friends in Lebanon, in other words, the hostage takers, to free U.S. and French hostages if Israel frees Lebanese prisoners and if the American and French governments end their hostility to the revolutionary government of Iran. Rafsanjani then reportedly described for the tens of thousands outside his parliament the visit of the five American emissaries. The Iranian said they flew in, posing as the flight crew of a plane bringing American military spare parts to Iran from Europe. The U.S. envoys reportedly carried Irish passports, now said to be held by Iranian officials, and one of the men called himself McFarlane, and according to Rafsanjani, he looked exactly like President Reagan's former national security advisor. Rafsanjani claimed that Iranian security officials also have a tape of telephone conversations between the American president and his envoys. The Iranian cleric, Rafsanjani, said the five men were confined to a hotel for 5 days and later deported, after the Ayatollah Khomeini advised Iranian officials not to meet them or receive their message. Rafsanjani said the Americans had brought a Bible signed by President Reagan and a key-shaped cake, which they said was a symbol of the hope of reopening U.S.-Iran relations. In Tehran today, at the ceremony marking the anniversary of the seizure of the American embassy, Parliamentary Speaker Rafsanjani described the visit by the American emissaries as a sign of Washington's helplessness. The White House said it would neither confirm nor deny the reports, because according to the press office, there are certain matters pertaining to efforts to try to release the hostages and comments might jeopardize them. Robert McFarlane, who is also a frequent political commentator for NPR's Morning Edition, has been unavailable for comment. I'm Elizabeth Colton in Washington.